This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We do thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast will be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow, we thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the love, Lord, that you bestowed upon us. Lord God, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for us. Lord, help us to be grateful and thankful, Lord. God, I do pray today, Father, that you'd bless the listeners. I heard somebody say the other day, Lord, it's too late for prayer. I don't believe that, Lord. I don't believe it's ever too late for prayer. There's some folks needing some help. I believe prayer is an access you gave us to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And do ask you today, Father, to extend that help in each and every heart that's hurting today, Lord. And we come before you. Thank you one more time. Once again, I pray for the listeners. I pray you'd bless them and help them for Jesus' sake, Lord. Have your will and your way around here, Lord. Do pray for the missionaries. I pray, Father, Lord, that you'd give them souls for the labor. Lord, I pray today, Father, Lord God, that you would save souls around here. This whole world's full of people going to hell, Lord God, but I'm glad you gave your son. The Bible said he gave himself a ransom. Lord God, I'm glad he come to redeem us, to purchase us, Lord. God, and we ask you, Father, Lord God, to help our hearts to be able to receive the things of God. And we'll give you glory and honor in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. I ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, and all the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria, as well as the missionaries there. If you would continue to pray for them and those churches there, pray that God would just have his way. Pray for those folks in the Ukraine, if you would continue to pray for them as our missionaries are trying to help them also. Great turmoil going on in the world, but God's word still brings peace. I mean, the Bible said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I mean, there can be some peace in this thing, and it's going to be that God does it. And so if you would, please pray that the Lord would just have his way in this thing. And I want to thank you once again for joining us. I would like to give you our mailing address. Ask you to write us this week, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church.
If you have your Bible, I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1. And I love Ephesians chapter 1. It clarifies a whole lot of things for us. Now, I'm not going to preach too much on the Jews here, which that's exactly who chapter 1, the first 12 verses are about, Israel. I was going down the road the other day, and when this got on my mind, I thought how precious it is that the Lord can give you some discernment in the Word of God and let you understand who He's writing to. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's exactly what's taking place here. Paul's writing, and I'm going to read most of this chapter, if not all. But Paul's writing, and he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure of his will. Now, I am going to stop there. Paul's writing to a Gentile church, but he begins talking. Now, you look at this. Some of you may not believe what I'm going to tell you. Some may just never heard it. I was listening to the radio Tuesday when I got to thinking about this, and I heard a feller butcher this all to pieces. And talking about Calvinism and all of that. And this is the verse that he used, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure. Paul's writing to a Gentile church, but he begins to describe what God has done for them. And I ain't gonna stay there. You all know this. I mean, but us ain't us. That's them. That's Israel. And God, Bible said this, having predestinated us unto the adoption. And there's your whole key to all of it, who he's writing to. Romans chapter 8 says this, the adoption pertaineth to Israel. This adoption, see, I hear this all the time, and you hear it, and we've heard it sung and all of that, that, I mean, we got adopted into the family of God. No, you never. You got born again. You got born into the family of God. The adoption pertaineth to Israel. Unless you're a Jew here tonight, this has nothing to do with you. This predestination has nothing to do with you. This is all to Israel. And this is what he said. I mean, I like what he done for them. But I'm not going to preach on what he done for them. I'm going to preach on what he give us. It said this. It said in verse 4, as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Well, that's a pretty good place to be, isn't it? For those Israelites. I mean, I don't care what you think about them. It don't even matter what I think about them. It only matters what God thinks about them. And here they were chosen before the foundation of the world. Paul said that we, being an Israelite, being of the tribe of Benjamin, I mean, being a Pharisee of the Pharisees, but it's what he said. He said that we should be holy. Pretty good state to be in, ain't it? And without blame before him in love. Amen. I mean, that's how they are. And there ain't a thing that a Baptist preacher can do about that. Amen. And you want to talk about Calvinism? There's Calvinism in its purest. God said, you're saved. Amen. God said, I've done this for you. I've made a covenant with Abraham, with Isaac and Jacob. They got in under a covenant. Amen. Ain't a thing I can do about it, thing you can do about it. Amen. That's just, you know, and I understand there's two more crowds in here. There's one over in the book of Jude that was ordained to this condemnation. Amen. Made to be taken and destroyed. I understand who that is. Said, when the sons of God saw the daughters of men. I mean, there's a crowd. There's a natural, 2 Peter talked about it. There's a natural brute beast crowd. They're raising up cursed children. That's Calvinism. You can say whatever in its purest form. There's a crowd that don't have a soul. They're going to hell. They don't have a soul. Jesus did not pay the price for them. He paid the price for man. They're not men. There's the difference. They're natural brute beast. Now they may be in a bodily form, and they as they were back there. That's what it's talking about, as it was in the days of Noah. It's no strange thing. The Bible said as it was in the days of Noah, they were marrying, giving in marriage, eating, drinking, marrying, giving. That's no strange thing, to be marrying and giving in marriage until you find out who they are. Now that's a strange thing. When you've got somebody that don't even have a soul, they are taking women of all they chose, saw the daughters of men, and they're having young'uns, and they're raising up cursed children. Can't get saved. Nothing too saved. They ain't even a man. Now, I want to get off of this. I said I wasn't going to preach on this. But bless God, it met. See, and then there's another crowd. There's a crowd over in the book of Revelations, and the Bible's riddled with this stuff. You can say, I don't believe that stuff. I don't believe that the devil would do that. Well, Daniel talked about it. He said over there in the book of Daniel, when they had that great image, Nebuchadnezzar was the head of it, gets down to the feet. The feet's mingled with iron. He said, even so, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. It's in there. 1 John, so I don't believe it. 1 John said Cain The seed of the wicked one. It's there. Ain't nothing you can do about it. It's riddled with it. I mean, the Jews, they're in. As sorry as Ahab was, the Bible said he slept with his fathers. He's still in. Still there. Well, I want to get over here and talk to the other crowd. The whosoever will. Oh, Lord God. See, we didn't have nothing. He tells us over here in Ephesians chapter 2, we didn't have no covenant, no promise, no hope. We didn't have nothing. But there's benefits of believing the gospel. Hallelujah. So it come on down through here and it said this. It said, now Paul's still writing. And he said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. They was already forgiven. In fact, the Bible said, and I'm trying to get off Israel, so I can help it. The Bible said in Matthew 1:21, they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Not exactly what he did. That's exactly. And that's what Paul's saying here. In whom we have, not we're getting it, not that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have attained an inheritance. Well, get that. They've got an inheritance. He said, we have, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. All right, now verse 13, it says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now I'm going to start preaching down through here just a little while on the benefits of believing the gospel. Thank God. Well, here's a crowd, and I'm not going to flip over and read it to you, but in chapter 2, he talks about we didn't have no covenant, we didn't have no hope, we didn't have no promise, we didn't have anything. But in just believing the gospel, yes, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we got some good benefits. I mean, I didn't have no promise that he'd ever do anything for me, but he did, thank God. And the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. That's all I really have to believe. I don't have to do anything else. And I preached a little bit or mentioned this stuff on the Jews because that's talking about the ordinances and the services and all those things that we had to do to prove that we were Christians or prove that we were believers and prove all these things, the ordinances and the services, that's all to Israel also. I don't have to do nothing but believe the gospel. The Bible said here, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Thank God. Now the first thing that I got, the first benefit I got after believing is being sealed with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank God. Now that's pretty good for a feller that had no way of getting in, but now that I've believed and I've gotten in, the first thing he gave me as a benefit is I'm sealed until the day of redemption. I mean, I cannot lose it. I'm sealed. Thank God. See, with us Gentiles, we had nothing after the flesh. We had nothing to give him. We had nothing to purchase it with. We had nothing to keep it with. But he said, all right, just by believing the gospel, you're sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. Benefits of believing the gospel. I'm glad just like them, if he can save them before the foundation of the world, Lord God, he ought to be able to keep me until the next one, wouldn't you think? Amen. You think that's a problem, him dealing with sin? He dealt with sin before they ever sinned. He dealt with sin before Adam ever sinned. He had a plan to deal with sin. He knew the frailty of man. He knew what man was made of. And he said, I'll take care of this sin business. God never overlooked sin. He paid the price for it. Hallelujah. And I mean, so he went ahead and saved me by the grace of God and sealed me until the day of redemption. And it's just like Israel, there ain't nothing nobody can do about it. I sealed. If you take something and put it in that jar and you seal it and you hear that lid pop, it ain't getting out neither. I ain't getting out. First of all, I don't want out. Second of all, I couldn't if I wanted to. I mean, great God. Now I want to talk to you about that sealing business just for a second before I go on to another benefit. I've been thinking about this. They can a lot of different things over here, and I noticed something they always use. They always put that preservative in there, that salt. Hallelujah. And I thought, boy, ain't that just like the Lord. He said, if the earth's lost its Savior, wherewith shall it be salted with? Well, the earth may lose it, but that don't mean I'll lose it. Amen. It's sealed in there with me. Amen. Boy, I've got one that's preserved me. It wasn't something that was part of it as it grew up. I mean, they're over here and they're canning, they're doing this and they're doing different things. But as those vegetables grow up, they don't have that within themselves. It's something that was added, I mean, when it got sealed, thank God. And that's to preserve it. I'm glad there's one added, and I want to read it to you. The Bible said, which is the earnest of our inheritance. I mean, thank God the Holy Ghost was put in there. And I mean, you ain't going to corrupt Him. In fact, He's going to preserve us. Now, let me show you something here. This has got a lot of folks confused down through the years, and there's a lot of different opinions, but I'm going to give you mine on it. The Bible said, until the redemption of the purchased possession. And so they say, well, that just proves that different things about this body and all that. No, listen, He's done paid for it, but until the redemption, until He receives it. Yes. That's all that's saying. Amen. See, I'm His. But one day He's going to receive me. Amen. I'm already His. My name's already there. See, that's another benefit. Hallelujah. One day, thank God, I'm getting out of here, Brother Willie. Yeah. Amen. He's going to receive me until the purchase possession. Yeah. You know, you might buy something online, but until it arrives at your house, it ain't yours. It ain't in your hands. He's done purchased us with His own blood, and one day we're getting out of here, headed home, thank God, until the purchase possession, until He takes possession of it. Hallelujah. That's a benefit. I've got a promise of getting out of this thing. I've got a promise of getting out of this mess. I've got a promise of getting out of this old body. I mean, He's taking me out of here, thank God. The Bible said, until the praise of His glory, which I also, after I heard of your faith and in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Well, there's another good benefit in it. Amen. The Bible said, it said the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Thank God. I've been thinking about that word enlightened. Boy, that's a good benefit. I'm glad that through the Word of God, I've been able to find out a few more things about Him. I was thinking about that word enlightening. Enlightened over there, Saul, he made a decree out there one day to all the soldiers and all the men there. He said, you can't eat a bite until the sun goes down. Jonathan and his sword bearers, his it ain't sword bearer, it's his armor bearer that was with him. And they were out there, they didn't hear the decree, but you'll find out that Jonathan, he dipped the rod in the honey and took a bite of that honey, thank God. And the Bible said his eyes were enlightened. I want to tell you something, this old world will say, don't dip in the honey, but I want to tell you, go ahead and get in here. Go ahead and get you some and let your eyes be enlightened. Find out more about him, thank God. I mean, it's a benefit that'll help you down the road. Go ahead, they'll tell you you can't do it. You say they wouldn't do that. They done it in Daniel's day. They told Daniel, you can't pray. Daniel said, watch me, bless God. Went over there and went ahead and three times a day got an enlightenment from heaven. I'll tell you what, they only used Daniel when they needed him. But I'll tell you what, sometimes they did need him. I'll say this, this old world needs some enlightenment, and this is the only crowd that's got it, bless God. The crowd that'll just go ahead and read God's word and get something from it. Go ahead and call on heaven. They'll tell you you can't do it. Say they won't. They already done it. I mean, they said you can't do it in school. Go ahead and pray anyway. They can't stop you. They can just make decrees. They might kick you out. That's all right. The Lord will receive you in. You might end up in a den of lions, but that's all right. God will get in there with you. I mean, hey, several in here been in that den before. Yeah, man, I want to say this, come out the other side too. Yeah, thank God. It ain't no fun talking about it or even bringing it up, remembering it, scary times. But I'll say this, God brought us out the other side. So I've been in the fire. It's all right, you come through it, didn't you? Amen. You didn't come through it because you was in there by yourself or by your own merits or strength. You come through it by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, him being with you and him taking care of you. Amen. Hey, at least you can say I've been through it and God was in there with me. That's more than most can say. Most ain't never got in anything. Most think you're out of the will of God if you wind up in the fire. I find out that's the only crowd that was in the will of God during that day and there. Amen. Yeah, thank God. The rest of them, they's going to go along with the Egyptian ways and the commandments of Nebuchadnezzar and the commandments of Belshazzar and all those kings. And they're just going to go right along with it. And they wound up in the fire because they said, we ain't going to do it. We don't want the king's meat. I mean, I'm not going to have the king's wine. I'm not going to dress like this crowd. I'm not going to be taught by this crowd. See, I mean, you've got the Bible, so go ahead and let your eyes be enlightened that you may know. Listen, here's something the rest of that crowd didn't know. That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen. See, you'll find out some things. There's some benefits in just believing the gospel. You can find out some things nobody else knows. In fact, that's exactly what happened in Daniel's day. You know, every time the king had a dream, he'd say, how about you magicians, astrologers, somebody tell me the dream and the interpretation thereof. And they said, that's unreasonable. I mean, that's what they told him. This is plumb. He said, you tell us the dream, we'll tell you the interpretation. He said, I don't know the dream. You're going to tell me both. Oh, this said, no king on the face of the earth would ever ask anything like this. He said, you'll do it or die. Daniel said, you give me about 3 days and I'll take care of this. Hey, something in that 3 day business, ain't it? You give the Lord about 3 days and he'll do a work. Lord God, nobody can get over. Daniel, he petitioned and said, look, let's just go before the king. I've got the interpretation. I've got the dream and the interpretation thereof. Thank God. So who was that? How could he get that? The eyes of his enlightenment. Yeah, say it's a blessing. Just believe in God. Just believe God. You might not know something. Go ask him. Ask him. You may be having problems nobody can handle. Ask him. He can handle them. You may need to know what to do with different aspects of your life. Ask him. He knows what to tell you to do. And he won't lead you wrong. Thank God. Say, I'm in trouble. That's all right. He's not afraid of your trouble. See, there's some benefits to believing the gospel. See, here's the thing about the gospel. None of us deserve what we're getting, but it's a free gift. You can go over here in chapter 2 and read that. It's a gift of God. But anyway, it said this, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward? Boy, ain't that a blessing? Ain't that a benefit? His exceeding greatness of His power to us, to a crowd that didn't have any of this stuff in the first part of chapter 1. We wasn't holy. I've been thinking about that scripture over there in 1 John chapter 3. It says, it doth not appear what we shall be. But we know when He appears, we shall be like Him. Right after, you'll find out, you'll read that it says this. Well, what is He like? Well, it says this. He is pure. Well, that's something we've never known anything about. Here's no Gentile dog crowd. But it said, we'll be like Him. He's pure. Won't that be a blessed day? I mean, when we get rid of this, oh God, this mind and this body, be like Him, He's pure. Then it comes over just a few verses later and said, He is righteous. Oh Lord, see, it hadn't appeared to you what you're going to be like. Amen. But you will. You're struggling just like me. You have problems just like me. Your best state is altogether vanity. That's just the way it is. But anyway, I'm glad that we've got some power beyond our own self. It said this, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to His working in His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might. Now, we quote a scripture over here, and I'm going to be done here in just a minute. We quote a scripture an awful lot. I've heard it quoted. I've quoted a lot. He hath made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Everybody knows that over here at chapter 2. But I never really took notice of this until the last day or two. Look where we are. Far above all principality. They can't get to you. Power. Far above all the power that like to drag you down.
Yes. Yes.
Might and dominion. Yes. And every name that is named. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. He put you so high up there, you can't be touched.
Amen.
I'm talking about your salvation. I'm talking about the believing.
Yes.
I'm talking about the benefits of believing. The devil, if he gets a chance down here, and he will, he'll riddle you like...
Right. Yes, sir.
But there's part of you under God who's made sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus that really he can't get to. The imps of hell can't get to you. Problems can't touch it.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.